The city of Clarksville is going for a first in Arkansas. For the last 18 months, Clarksville's city-owned utility has been generating some of its electricity from a 6.5-megawatt solar power plant built in 2017. That's enough to power 25% of the city's homes. Now, Clarksville is adding another solar power plant that's expected to start operating later this year. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with John Lester, the general manager of Clarksville Connected Utilities. They began by talking about the city's initial investment in solar energy 2 years ago.
So at the time, it was by far the largest municipal-oriented solar plant in the state of Arkansas. It's on 42 acres. There are 20,000 modules. And one thing that does make this plant unique is it's on an access tracker system. And what that means is the panels face the east in the morning. And as the sun goes across the horizon, the panels track the sun. So we get maximum production during the entire day. Now, the second power plant, when we add that, that'll be an additional 2 megawatts, and that will give us the ability to power all of our municipal buildings. So that is our wastewater treatment plant, our water treatment plant, and all the city buildings, including the Marvin Vincent Multipurpose Recreation Center. So it gives us the ability to publicly declare that we're the first city in Arkansas whose internal or city municipal needs are met with 100% solar on renewable power.
Why was it important for Clarksville to not only take that initial step toward using solar energy, but now taking this additional step that will make you a first of its kind in Arkansas?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, because the economics make sense. It would be very difficult for me as the general manager who lives in the community to be able to say, hey, you know, we're at this solar power plant, your rates are going up. That just would not float very well. The economics work, so therefore that's why it makes the most sense. The other piece is we've always really wanted, and it's important to have generation within your own footprint. In fact, some of the value that solar and wind bring to the table is a feature called distributed generation, which puts it closer to where the demand or the load is. The third reason is because as a small community, we're battling the global economy and trying to attract employers and jobs to the community. And across the world, sustainability is becoming a higher and higher priority in the corporate world. So if we have the ability to offer 100% renewable energy to a business and can do that, that's what we want to do. In fact, one of my four suppliers is out of Oklahoma. It's actually a power agency, and they have a mix of power supplies that they provide, and a big portion of their supply is wind. And if I had or were able to attract a large employer who had that sustainability goal, I could possibly go to that other supplier and say, hey, I'd like to add a wind contract, and I've got the solar over here, so I could do a arrangement with that business to give them 100% renewable contract as far as energy is concerned. And I think that puts us very unique in the state of Arkansas when it comes to that kind of benefit and value.
So looking into the future, right now, 25% of Clarksville's homes are powered by solar. Soon, 100% of government operations are going to be powered by solar. Any conversations about going 100% solar across the board, across the whole city?
Those could be thoughts and they could be goals long term. I still think it's going to be a challenge. The real game changer when it comes to the utility business is when Tesla and the other folks who are looking at trying to figure out the energy storage batteries and have them become economical enough for a utility. When those become economical, that is when the world for electricity changes, because you can then begin to store energy. That's when you might be able to put in some pretty large solar plants or buy wind power late at night when you typically don't need it the most. You could buy it and store it away in an energy storage device and then put it on the grid when the demand increases. That's the game changer.
Aside from getting into solar energy, Clarksville Utilities is also starting to build out its own fiber broadband network. similar to what Ozarks Electric is doing in Northwest Arkansas with Ozarks Go. Tell us why you decided to go in that direction.
In today's economy, this connectivity has become as important as electric was 100 years ago. It's now a utility. This internet thing's not going to go away. So it's important for rural communities to have that asset if we're going to attract businesses. We'll be available to provide internet connectivity. We're going to provide a voice service. We're going to encourage people to cut the cord and stream rather than get a traditional cable TV. And there are many, many other things beyond just high-speed internet that a communications network like this could really mean. There are all kinds of smart city applications. Let me just give you one example. Let's say because of the network, you can actually communicate to streetlights. And if they're LED streetlights, you could tell certain areas of town during the middle of the night at 2 a.m. dim down 50%. So therefore, you've got that energy saving feature.
So you mentioned Clarksville is a rural community. And across the country, a lot of rural communities have been left behind by internet providers, especially when it comes to high-speed internet. So by taking this on yourselves, is that a way of tackling that problem, at least in Clarksville?
You hit the nail on the head. The reality of it is, if we want to have, we be self-reliant and control our own destiny, we're going to have to make the investment ourselves. It just simply doesn't make a whole lot of sense for a publicly traded telecom company to make an investment in a rural community of 10,000. Their return on investment is just not going to be fast enough. We're okay with the longer-term return on investment.
Well, thank you so much for catching us up on what's going on in Clarksville.
No problem.
That was John Lester, the general manager of Clarksville Connected Utilities, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. Lester says the city has had some of the major parts of their fiber broadband network built for some time, including a 17-mile core that loops around the community. Next step is to build out the distribution network, which will take 12 to 18 months. Then they can start connecting individual homes and businesses, the first of which, Lester says, could be connected by September or October.